PoorHealthNow.com.
The jury in the above entitled action find the defendant, Conrad Robert Murray, guilty of the crime of involuntary manslaughter.
That's it. Murray goes down. Could get 4 years. Definitely won't be practicing medicine again. All tied to the death of pop star Michael Jackson. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This was a big one. You could hear the scream in the background in the courtroom when it was being announced, and it puts an end to all the nonsense that surrounded the life of Michael Jackson and ultimately his death. He's a flight risk, according to the judge, so they cuffed him, took him out. He didn't have much expression on his face, and as I said, he'll be sentenced at the end of November. Now, in the court of public opinion, Herman Cain, it's kind of a mixed bag. There are many people that still believe that this saga is ridiculous, and it's propelling all kinds of things. Rush Limbaugh, the king of talk radio, says that this just pushes forward the racial culture war that's happening in the United States, and that's the snowball that keeps on going. And the fact that you had Gloria Allred, who was representing a woman that came out as woman number four, who was very graphic in what happened with her encounter with Herman Cain, which she rejected and said, oh, I have a boyfriend, and was shocked by what was going on. But the fact that he went there and that Gloria Allred was there and that they're saying this is what happened and this is why I came forward, you know, there's all of this stuff flying around out there and it's shaking out. It's become a complete circus for Cain. But how does he rein in this circus? Where are we at this point? And at this point, you go back to Politico and you go back to more than a week ago, and the story that didn't have anybody attributed to it. It was anonymous who leaked the story, and how big this has now become at this point. You have Rick Santorum, who says that the scandal's not going to even be a big deal in Iowa. It's not going to be a big issue. Even though you have all these escalating charges of sexual harassment and Cain's the front runner, once we get into Iowa and the caucuses in January, that the focus is not going to be any of this. That it's just going to be about the economy, jobs, etc., and the positions on the issues. And looking at the experience and all of that stuff, it's going to be the thing that's going to be mostly on people's minds. So Santorum really didn't want anything to do with diving into the whole did he, should he, what should he do, how does he address this, what is the public concerned with, and should there be immunity to the documents and all that sort of stuff. He just, you know, basically tried to kind of step away from it and said, listen, it's about the candidates, it's about the issues, that's what it's about. In fact, Santorum made a big point of saying the Solyndra mess was something we should be talking about. I agree, and we've talked about it. You know, the White House rejected the subpoena from the House Republicans that wanted just give us everything, just bombard us with all the paperwork about what happened with Solyndra. And we know Solyndra, right? The government set up a big loan for Solyndra, and then they went bankrupt, and 1,000 people were out of work after that. They were manufacturing solar panels. It became a big photo op for the president, for Joe Biden, the VP. And it collapsed because solar panels were being made cheaply in many other places, including China. So they didn't have a chance. And yet over $500 million was pumped into the company, and there was even talk of bailing them out. So Congress is saying, we have a right to see how the decision was made. We have a right to look at these documents. It should be open, and it should be open for the American people. But the White House is brushing it off and saying, no, that it's just partisan politics, and that we've already turned over 85,000 pages of documents on Solyndra, and that's it. That should be it. Why do we have to go through this rigmarole any further? That's just one thing. And that was one story because of the Cain stuff that just gets buried. That just gets buried because the focus is on the Star or National Enquirer kind of politics that seem to get played out every time we have an election. Doesn't this happen every single time? We are less than a year away from 2012. Is the incumbent, the president, Barack Obama, is he still going to be in office, or is somebody else going to step into his shoes in the office? Any of the other Republicans or any of the Republicans that are running, do they have a better chance now because of what's happened with Herman Cain? Now, that remains to be seen, and that's going to be polls, and that's going to be those caucuses, and the primaries, certainly. The primaries are the real, true litmus tests. You know, let's face that. There was a new survey from The Hill that showed 85% of likely voters think the way politicians conduct their private lives is a very important element in assessing whether or not they're suitable for the office of president. 47% say private conduct is very important. 38% say it's somewhat important. Where do you fall? 67% of voters believe presidential politics have turned dirtier over the past generation. You think? Of course they have. And I've said it, and you know it. Look down. What device do you have in your hand? BlackBerry. Android, iPhone, whatever it is. It's so easy to process information. 27% feel they're unchanged. Only 4% they've become cleaner. Oh, they have not become cleaner. There's absolutely no way. The other part of the survey, the poll backs conservative viewpoints that the media has a liberal bias. The survey shows that 48% of voters think the media favors Dems. Only 23% think they favor Republicans. 24% think news organizations are reasonably balanced. And that's interesting. Do you think that news organizations are reasonably balanced? And the answer is, who's running the newsrooms? And which way do they slant? Where is the corporation? Where's their bread buttered? And then you have your likely answer. I think that's self-explanatory. All right, coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, we're going to look at some of the odds and the ends on the day, including something that I hope has a happy ending because it has a horrific beginning. And it all started at 10 states. And we've only begun to hear some of the details as it all unravels. And it has to do with the sexual abuse of some young boys. We're kicking the can down the road. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Cents on anything that we're jawing about here on America Tonight, you know you're always welcome. I don't care what your stripes are. 800-259-5791. Let's take our first one, John in Illinois. Hey, John.
Hey.
Hey, what's
there.
Up,
How
man?
You doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, this cane distraction, boy, it's really stealing the fire from the OWS.
It's stealing the fire from everything. It's what it's doing. It's a major. I mean, and you know what? Because every day something else comes out, and that's the thing. So that's what I said. If the best way to dismiss it is just to hit it head on and then move on.
Right.
Yeah. All right, John. I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Let's move to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, Kate?
What's happening in your world?
Well, I was sexually harassed by Herman Cain.
Give us the details if it's breaking news. Come on.
Well, he shook my hand and kind of winked at me. It made me feel uncomfortable. But anyway, I'm kidding. Hey, couple quick points. Joe Paul, if he knows anything about what was going on, if he knows anything about it, he needs to step down.
I agree.
If Jim Trussell has to step down for knowing about tattoos exchanged for memorabilia, Joe Paul really would need to step down after this. And I got a poll question for you. What do you think is going to happen first? Indianapolis victory or Green Bay loss?
What's going to happen first?
Yeah, Indianapolis
Green Bay, Green Bay loss.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they're going to take it against Detroit.
I think so, too. Are you kidding? I wouldn't take that other bet no matter what. No matter what you gave me, I wouldn't take it. I mean, Indy is the worst. They're terrible. They're awful.
Yeah.
They're going to get Andrew Luck at this rate.
Yep. Sorry about your Eagles.
Yeah, I bet you are. I can hear you crying all the way from Kentucky.
All right, Kate. We'll talk to you Friday when we do the sports pick.
All right. Thanks, Jay. You're so funny. The more you get to know these callers and like them, then they come back on you, boom, and level you with that Philly comment. Yes, the Eagles did lose on Monday Night Football. How about that? Matt's a huge football fan. Matt, how about that Dream Team? Boy, they are really cleaning it up, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Terrible.
When I saw their record and they've only won one game, I knew that, but somehow it escaped my memory because I just figured that they had won more games by then. But they haven't. They just got one win on the year. My lowly Vikings are doing better than that.
Who are you talking about?
You are
wrong on the Eagles. You better go back and look at your stats again, you fantasy football player.
Oh,
how many wins? They're not good. Oh, trust me, they're not good. They're in the cellar in the NFC East.
Oh, they managed. Okay, they did manage to squeak out a couple.
A couple, but barely. They're terrible. Yes, they're terrible.
Did they start 1-4? Is that what it was?
They did.
Okay.
They did. And then you said, forget it. You wrote them off, and you just figured, that's it. They've got one win. That's all they're going to win.
All right.
You know what? They might as well have, because they're not going anywhere. They're not making the playoffs. They're the worst of the bunch.
They are pretty, I don't know, for the amount of talent they have, I can't believe how bad they are. But I think a lot of it has to do with some of the things they're doing on defense, because I think the offense, that can sort its way out. But the defense, they have the best cover corner in the game of football. Arguably, it's Asamoah and Revis.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are playing zone all the time, which I don't understand that. You should. I think your defensive coordinator is having the biggest problem.
You know what that could be? Because they had a long-time defensive coordinator Jim Johnson, who was beloved and did such a great job.
I can't remember. Juan Castillo, I think, or somebody Castillo, and he used to be their offensive line coach, I think, and now he's the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And if you got Asamoah, you have Rogers Cromartie and Asante Samuel, why are you guys playing so much zone? You should be manning up and having blitzes coming through. I don't know. I'm not a football coach, so obviously I don't know anything, but it just seems to me if you have a talent like that, it's like having Randy Moss on your team and not having him go deep. Why aren't you using what you have?
I agree with you. And there was some blitzing, and it worked a little bit in the game on Monday night against Chicago, but then they went away from it. And it probably is. That's probably part of it. Then there was bogus drop passes, a couple of sloppy penalties. You know, so there's some other things that's dogging that team. And as lousy as the Cowboys can be, woohoo, they beat Seattle. They should have. They beat the Rams. Woohoo! But then they just collapsed against a few other teams, and as you know. But look, they've been able to string enough together that they're over 500. If you're at 500 or over, okay, maybe there's a shot. The Eagles, no shot. So much for the dream team.
I think the most surprising team, though, in football is got to be the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, they're incredible.
7-1.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, they have the easiest schedule ever because they get to play the NFC West all the time, but no one really picked them to win anything. I think a lot of people figured St. Louis would continue their run that they started last year, and, you know, Seattle, maybe not. They would probably fall down, and then Arizona with getting Kevin Cobb, they'd probably jump up. No one was really talking about San Francisco, and they've only lost one game all year.
I know. Is it they're fun to watch. They're a fun team to watch and hard to bet against. San Francisco beat Washington this past weekend. It was a bizarre score, 19-11. But when you watch what they're able to do and how they move the ball on the ground and the air and just the excitement, you know, really the excitement that they play with, that and they're in a terrible division, as Matt said. So now they're almost, I shouldn't say they're on cruise control, but with as many games
well,
that they've
been
able to
win. Well, they're in the playoffs. They have that division locked up.
Oh, yeah, because it's too much. Nobody's going to be able to overcome them if you look at the rest of the division. So they can cruise. I mean, they won't because they're red hot and their D is very, very stingy. And they've got a couple of key players that have been able to put them in the position that they're in now. So I guess they can play around with things and mix it up if you look at the rest of their schedule because their schedule's pretty favorable. So as Matt said in the NFC West, but you look at Frank Gore. And Gore is a machine. He is a machine on the ground. And even in the win this past Sunday, he had over 100 yards. But you expect that. He's part of the package. And some of these players, some of the players that they were able to pick up, and how they performed, you know. And then you look at David Akers, 4 field goals for the 49ers. David Akers, of what team did he play for before? If you were thinking Philadelphia, and he was so steady during most of his career in Philadelphia, yep, he's the guy, and he's a perfect kicker for them because he does not miss. He doesn't miss a lot, and I think the rest of the way for them is going to be pretty interesting because they're just going to trounce everyone. They'll probably now at this point just keep thinking and looking ahead and go for that bye. How do we get off on that track? But anyway, that was thanks to Jay in Kentucky with his little slap on the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, coming next here on America Tonight, some of the things we're going to mix in include the conversation that they're having in Penn State. Unfortunately, on the campus of Penn State, unfortunately, a terrible story breaks where 2 Penn State top official types in the sports arena have been tied to the sex abuse case, had to step down. Joe Paterno comes out and says we were all fooled. A very, very popular coach, Jerry Sandusky, did something inappropriate in the shower, and a graduate student, Saul, reported it years ago, and nothing was done. So who knows how many kids suffered as a result of that. Some of the details I'll tell you about on the flip side here in America Tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the so-called freedom.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The big story that rocked a college campus today happened at Penn State, and the fact that there was inaction certainly empowered a true predator. That's the way it's looking on that campus. And automatically, I'm sorry, and I apologize to anyone who's Catholic, but automatically, hey, I grew up Catholic and Protestant, automatically my head goes to, yep, the stories that started to break about the Catholic priest, but only this is a football coach who was well-respected in his own community and beyond his community, defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky. What apparently Sandusky allegedly was doing is he had a charity when he wasn't busy at linebacker U working with the guys on the field. He was busy working on abusing young kids, maybe 8 of them. Some of the victims 10 years old when they were abused, some a little bit older than that. And what happened was there was a graduate student who caught him, so to speak, in the act, and reported it immediately to two people at the school because he, of course, was stunned by what he had seen or thought he had seen, certainly knew something was wrong, and went to the athletic director, Tim Curley, and Gary Schultz, the school's senior VP for business and finance. And this happened in 2002, and nothing was done. Specifically, what the graduate student said was that in full view, a child allegedly was assaulted by Sandusky in view of this graduate student who came forward and talked to detectives and said at the time, back in 2002, this was one of your 10-year-olds. Six of the eight so far have been identified. And what happened was he had this charity, and at the charity, it was for youth at risk. It was called the Second Mile, and he founded it. And that was the idea, that supposedly they would be involved in programs to keep them on the straight and narrow, but it was anything but. He preyed on the boys he met through his own foundation. So needless to say, this case has ripped up Happy Valley, which is the campus of Penn State. You know, that's why it was nicknamed Happy Valley, because it's one of the best places to live. Joe Paterno, the football coach, long time, Joe Pa, coach there, is going to have a press conference of his own on Tuesday, has already talked about it a little bit, and both men who didn't report anything, by the way, are gone, and they are up on their own charges. They've pled. They had to give up their passports because they failed to report the abuse, and they were released on $75,000 bail, and I think there's massive tremors in going through that university because Sandusky, who had these incredible defenses, the linebacker you, like I said, tough guys, 3 decades at the school. And the charges against him cover the period from 94 to 2009. He retired in 1999, but was still there at the school. And the university is saying they were trying to ban him from the campus because of the charges. So the Second Mile started in 77, and the allegations go from sexual advances to touching to sex, and the young men testified already before a state grand jury that they were very young when the abuse occurred, and the evidence is they may have even had younger children. I was talking about 10, but it might be younger than that. What one of the kids was saying is he gave them bribes, you know, clothes and snowboards and golf clubs and hockey stuff and football jerseys and whatnot. But the fact that people knew and didn't do anything about it, and both of those university men are accused of perjury for testifying to the grand jury for perjury. And that, of course, led to the charges against them and all of that other stuff. And for Sandusky, he was arrested and charged with 40 criminal counts. Whew. 40 criminal counts. So there was something that was released before Joe Pa decided he was going to talk. The Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Frank Noonan had this to say about this shocking scandal.
This is not a case about football. It's not a case about universities. It's a case about children who have had their innocence stolen from them and a culture that did nothing to stop it or prevent it from happening to others. If they do go to somebody, who do they go to? Who's going to believe them when they're talking about an icon in the area?
Yeah, unfortunately, he's right. Who would believe the kids, especially in the position that they were in, especially since he founded the organization? This makes you sick to think what was behind doing that, and who knows, as they dig further, what else they end up coming up with. All right, this is a story that got lost, I think, in all the headlines of all these different scandals, and then ultimately the Michael Jackson doctor being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. There was something else that happened on the Hill, some testimony clearly that I think is very, very sad when we talk about our men and women being in harm's way and ultimately what kind of gear they have. Senators are talking about cracking down on fake military parts, and this is a story that's been brewing for a while, I think, and the Senate Armed Services Committee is really looking at China as the leading suspect in their efforts to supply the U.S. military with counterfeit electronic parts. Great. One of the senators, who's top on the panel, Senator John McCain, found about 1,800 instances of bogus parts winding up in our equipment. 70% of the parts could be traced back to China. Gee, it's more than Walmart now, isn't it? Here's what McCain had to say.
We can't tolerate the risk of a ballistic missile interceptor failing to hit its target, a helicopter pilot unable to fire his missiles, or any other mission failure because of a counterfeit part.
So there's a hearing that starts on Tuesday looking into the causes and the ways to put an end to it. He's right. How could we have these sham parts out there and put troops at even more risk? Some of the counterfeit parts capable of passing the inspection, which might make it tougher to find them, but how long they last, the whole liability question is called out here. And the fact that nobody has been killed that we know of or injured so far, thank goodness. But I hope that they, you know, here they are, duped. We're duped by Red Dragon, our enemy for however many years. And, you know, well, they're going to take us down somehow, I guess. How stupid. So they're manufacturing in China parts for our military. So can we say, let's make some parts in America? Let's use some of the electronics. But I know they're talking about navigation equipment. That's why he mentioned that. So you're talking about aircraft, missiles, ships, submarines. They couldn't, I don't want to be sinister here, but couldn't the Chinese, think about this, track our military? I think so. Isn't that a threat? Please, come on, give me a break. Isn't this is part of the problem. Selling out America. Selling out America and then finding out that we have the bogus parts to prove for it. It's not just your everyday shopping at Walmart anymore. I mean, from China, when I first heard that, I was like, what? We're getting parts that we're using on missiles? Counterfeit electronics from China? How is that happening? The shoddy workmanship? What happened when they left the facilities in China and ended up in our stuff? Fake parts? Think of the things that we've gone through with our friend. Now we have their junk products. Ridiculous. Just repeat after me. All military parts should be made in China. Yeah. Not made in China. Made in America. See, they even got me duped. All parts should be made in America. How sad. And it points out the problems that we're having here in America. Problems we're having with unemployment. The fact that so many of our jobs go overseas and so much of what we pull in comes from countries like China. And then look what we get. Wow. All right, hang with us, because coming up next here on America Tonight, I'm going to introduce you to a guy who is picking apart this study that I came across that was done by an economics professor as to how you look correlates to how much money you make or does it. Interesting conversation about jobs and the importance of not judging a book by its cover, and then on the other side, the importance of being attractive. Just don't wear flip-flops to the interview. That's my advice.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Judge a book by its cover. Boy, is that so true. I have a whole bag full of those, by the way, that I carry around with me. It's interesting because there was an economics professor at the University of Texas in Austin who came out with a book called Beauty Pays, Why Attractive People Are More Successful. And I think sometimes that's true and sometimes it's not true. It depends on what we're talking about. It depends on what job. And a whole bunch of other factors, I think, fall in line with that. Do you necessarily get a career boost because you're good looking? How much does it really, really help you? And we know how tough it is now in the job market. I still think a lot of it is who you know, your reputation, and your resume. You have to look cleaned up. I mean, let's face it. You can't be casual day in flip-flops when you go on interviews. Unless maybe you have a Harvard degree, like my buddy does, and you go to work for Facebook, then that's a little bit different. So here we are in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. And a lot of you are trying to figure out this job puzzle right now. And we're pleased to welcome to the show. He's coming in from our virtual green room. It's his first time. I don't know if he had a Red Bull or if they gave him a latte or maybe they just didn't give him anything. But Chris Lawson from the Eli Daniel Group. His company is a staffing agency, but it's a little bit more than that, and it's all about the job, so he's perfect to join us here on ATN. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I am doing great, Kate. It is, it's great to be here, and Red Bull, whatever, it's all there.
That's good. You're playing my game, so already we like you.
There you go.
Don't you think it's true? I mean, just think back before the Eli Daniel group, even in your own life. You heard what I said. I think when you go into an interview, you have to look right. I mean, you have to look cleaned up, decent and whatnot. But I wonder, sometimes I've seen, because I'm in the broadcast business, sometimes I've seen people get the job because they're attractive. But then I've also seen people lose jobs because they're hired and then they can't. They don't fit the bill. They don't fit in with the group. They don't know what they're doing. And eventually, after job review, job review, job review, they're out. Have you seen that?
Absolutely. I think getting a job and the way that you look, the way that you carry yourself, obviously you want to prepare. You want to come in with clean clothes, ironed. Everything like that, but that's not always the case. And what we've seen, and I've been in the staffing industry, in the employment industry since 1998, and we've seen a lot of different economic times. And the candidate's appearance and the attractiveness does play a role with certain types of positions, and it does not always work. I can promise you that. You have to go a little deeper. You have to think a little deeper when you're visiting with the job candidate, because they come in and heads turn, so to speak, it does not mean that they are the right fit for the position. And, it's a slippery slope.
No, I agree with you there. And you said, you know, you've been through different economic times since 98. And I mentioned your company, and you run this company, so now you, the buck stops with you. What do you do when we're in this kind of economy to keep things really moving through your office?
Well, what we do is there are a lot of candidates, as you know, a lot of workers, former workers, unemployed, qualified, great candidates. And when we visit with people, we consult with them. We tell them exactly what they're going to need to do to really improve on getting that job. And it's not just about the resume. It's how you present yourself and things like that. So we do a lot of coaching in terms of career advice and things like that. And, at the same time, we've got to do it with our clients that are out there looking to hire. If we send three quality candidates that are all, they all have, let's say, a degree, and they're wanting this position fresh out of college or something, then, you know, we may have to persuade them outside of what their initial reaction may be based on what our opinion is of the depth of the quality of the candidate and get beyond just that surface, because a lot of times it can be tricky.
Yeah, I agree with you there. What do you tell your clients? What's your clients' biggest complaints about the people that they get?
They get so many candidates that apply for, let's say it's an executive level position, yet, you know, the truck driver, God bless them, the truck driver applies for the position. And so there are so many people applying to positions that they're not qualified for. So you have to run through the resumes, and you have to, that's just the initial part, is going through the hundreds and hundreds of resumes. And then once you bring them in, you've got to go through that process, and then you've got to know what to ask. And so it's tough on the client side. That's where, you know, we like Eli Daniel, we like to come in and say, let us do the hard work for you. And then we'll send you the most qualified candidates.
Where do you find, because you've got obviously all walks of life and all different kinds of clients, and you just set a great example there with the truck driver who isn't qualified to be the president of XYZ company, just doesn't have the background, and he has a background in something else, and there's probably plenty of other things he could do besides being in the trucking industry, but he doesn't fit the particular mold of whatever the job is. Where is the most opportunity right now, Chris?
Whew, that is a great question, Kate. I think that you have to have, you really have to be realistic about your job skills and what you bring to the table. And then you've got to find companies and specifically target those companies that, that fall within your expertise, so to speak. so to speak. So if it's truck driving, then, you know, let's stick to that unless you feel like you've got transferable skills, which very well may be the case to get you into a different industry. So you just never know.
No, I agree with that. You never know. Do you find that, because I'm sure people listening to us now, because we're being broadcast in all different parts of the country, do you find that the reference thing, you know, people think, you said it's more than a resume now, which of course it is, but when people put together resumes, especially, I say old school, where they used to put career objective, no matter how old they were, and put
right.
references, first of all, this is me, and you're the expert, I would get rid of the career objective, because what's my career objective? To make millions of dollars and be very, very happy and run this company like a charm. I mean, whatever. So I say forget that because you might limit yourself. But the references, do people want references? Do they check references?
People want references for certain positions. But, you know, at the same time with references, it's probably like being a good reporter. To get the good references, you've got to do a little bit of digging because you're not going to give on your resume or in your portfolio three people that are going to suggest something negative about you. And so employers know that references are only part of the picture. And it's just like anything. You've got to make sure and be thorough and ask the question, who else do you know while they're there? Who else do you know that could vouch for you? And so as an employee, as a listener, you need to make sure that you've got a handful of references, people that can literally say and put their stamp right on you. And so they do carry some weight along with the interview and the resume. The process is a lot longer than it used to be. When it's an employee-driven market, if things happen real fast, clients or companies make decisions. Now, the process tends to go a little slower. They've got more resumes. They want to take their time, and that's understandable. But a good candidate's a good candidate, and so you do have to move pretty swiftly in the market from the client side, from the employer side.
Yeah, all right, so good resume is a good resume. What would you tell somebody, our last question here, what would you tell somebody who's going on an interview? What would you tell them to know? Besides, I think you need to try to dig into the company and find out what you can. But would you tell them just relax, be yourself, don't try to be something you're not? I think people try to do that.
That's a great point because that's what I tell people. If you go in to an interview and you try to, you've just read, interview questions 101 and you know how to answer every one of them like a robot, well, then where's the connection? I say go in, be prepared, do your research. You know that website. You know the players in the company. You know everything about that company. You know why you would bring value to that company. And then you go in, you be yourself, and you relax. And if it works out, it works out. There's only so much you can control. Going in, giving the too canned of an answer is probably not going to get you the job.
Yeah, see, that's what I would be afraid of. Chris Lawson, you were a delight. Eli Daniel Group, he runs it. Check out the website, elidaniel.com. It's elidaniel.com. Thanks, Chris. You have a good one.
Thanks, Kate. You're the best. Thank you.